It's all a bit worrying. Well, I'm going to take my news now onto the medical world. And news that researchers have reported a new way of diagnosing whether someone is likely to develop coronary artery disease, or CAD, by testing the chemicals present in their urine. Well, CAD is a major cause of death around the world, and currently the only way to diagnose it is to conduct an angiogram. And that's expensive and it's invasive. It involves really injecting dye into the blood to show up on x-rays how badly the blood vessels around the heart are getting lined by fatty deposits or plaque, and that they can build up and restrict and eventually block the flow of blood to the heart, causing a heart attack. Well, now a team of researchers led by Karl-Heinz Peter from the Baker Heart Research Institute in Melbourne, Australia, have identified 17 specific peptides, and they're the molecules that make up proteins, in the urine of people who are diagnosed as having CAD using angiograms. Well, this study is published in the Journal of Proteome Research, and it describes also how they actually carried out a blind test of these peptides. They first screened the urine of a group of volunteers and then subsequently gave them angiograms to see if they were right about the prediction of whether they had CAD, and they found that they were right about 84% of the time. The urine actually backed up the test that they found, the diagnosis based on the angiograms.
Do they know why these things change in the urine when you have blocked arteries? What's going on?
Yeah, well, they actually found this direct link, which is very neat, between the peptides and CAD, because the researchers also looked at the same, and they found the same chemicals in the fatty plaques that line the blood vessels of people who have the condition. So that's presumably why the peptides are finding their way via the blood into the stream of urine, and that's what you can test for. So it's pretty early days now to see this test being rolled out, but I think it really points the way towards perhaps a cheap and non-invasive test that could help pick it up much earlier, because the key is that if you know you've got this condition early, you can do things, change your diet and your lifestyle, really to help try and control the development of the disease.
Certainly an important area to look at. Thank you, Helen.